I absolutely love that God created us to be in relationship with one another. We live better, love better, and we thrive when we're together with the people He's placed in our lives. Some of them will challenge us and help us to grow. Some will teach us and encourage us and even cheer us on. Our Heavenly Father put us exactly where we're supposed to be, on purpose, with just the right people He knew would help to mold us and shape us. My most favorite people on this earth are the ones I consider to be my family. We have a large family that consists of our own children and many we've sort of adopted, and I can't even begin to express how much I love each of them. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. Sometimes it's calm and peaceful, sometimes it's loud and messy. But I believe it's because of the trials and the victories both that we have such strong bonds. Now, family can mean so many things to so many people. Your closest friends may be what you consider your family. Perhaps you have caregivers that have become family to you. Whatever it looks like, love them with all of your heart. They are precious gifts from your Father. Treat them with kindness and with patience. James 1:19 says, "Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Something we should all practice in all of our relationships, especially with those we call family. Today I want you to know that you have a Heavenly Father who calls you His very own and invites you to be part of His family. He loves you unconditionally. In fact, there's a song recently written by a group called Cain that says, "On my best day, I'm a child of God. On my worst day, I'm a child of God." He is a perfect Father who waits with open arms to welcome you home to a family you get to spend eternity with.